Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Be Radiant Radio. You are made of light and you are made to shine. Positive, uplifting, and helpful. Welcome to the show where you'll get informational and inspirational ideas on how to unleash your potential, get what you want in life, and shine like you're meant to.
Hi, and welcome. I'm Angela Loeb. Thanks for joining me again for Be Radiant Radio. Today's episode is called Search for Meaning. This topic is based on the work of Viktor Frankl. It sounds kind of heavy, the search for meaning, but really, what I have for you today is inspiring, especially if you know about Frankl, his background, and his message. But in case you don't know, Viktor Frankl was an Austrian psychiatrist. He was a Holocaust survivor, and he is a founder of a form of psychotherapy called logotherapy. While being held prisoner in the Nazi concentration camp at Auschwitz, Frankl helped his fellow inmates. He urged them to accept the situation that they were in while forming a solid future goal, something that would give their suffering meaning. In his book, Man's Search for Meaning, he observed that the prisoners needed a reason to carry on, a future focus, or they were at high risk of committing suicide. So as a psychiatrist, this was his work. He said one of the ways that he personally coped with his own suffering was to visualize himself standing at a lectern, speaking to rooms full of people about his experiences in the concentration camp. It helped him keep going. And really interestingly, later his vision came true. And the reality was that he wasn't just speaking to some small audiences in a lectern, behind the lectern like he imagined in his head. Instead, he was speaking to many audiences in large lecture halls and in front of the cameras as well. In fact, in the resources section, you'll find several interviews that I have links to on YouTube for you to watch. There's a montage of interviews that you can see. So he also talked about despair, and a real poignant and very famous comment he made was that if there's meaning in life at all, then there must be meaning in suffering. So he really wanted to talk about this context of meaning and suffering. And he made sure, though, to clarify that you don't need to suffer to find meaning in life. Clear, if you are being made to suffer, find some meaning in it, and it will help you to deal with despair. And by the way, Frankl was once asked specifically about despair in an interview, also providing that link for you. He gave what he called a mathematical equation to define it, a mathematical equation of letters, D equals S minus M, D being despair. So despair is suffering, S, minus M, which is meaning without meaning. So despair is suffering without meaning. All of this is not to say that we should completely ignore our suffering and despair. I mean, that's not at all what he was saying either, as if that would be possible anyway. And in fact, we're encouraged to find a lot of therapists and counselors today tell us about, you know, finding healthy ways of expressing the pain that comes from suffering. And one way that works for me is journaling, as well as I've tried the exercise of writing unsent letters to express feelings of anger or despair at whatever has happened between myself and another person, especially if I couldn't confront them and I just wanted to work it out. But, you know, not surprisingly, there are scientific studies that prove that this is a kind of a form of writing therapy and that it works. Just check out Dr. James Pennebaker's research on expressive writing and its therapeutic benefits for mental and physical health. So there's lots of studies about that. Interestingly, I did this writing therapy on my own. I found that it helped me long before I came across any scientific research or had heard of any specific ways to do it. And the reason that it works for me and others who try it is because the goal is to write some, you know, what is my way of having a perspective shift? So you have to have a perspective shift if you're going to do this. That is, you find some meaning in it. Right? You figure out a way to process it where you're actually getting to the point where you're finding some meaning. Now, if you don't have that goal, expressive writing can just become a pit of despair. I mean, where you just kind of steep yourself in your unresolved feelings and you relive your suffering without any relief. That's not healthy. And research has even shown that that's a dangerous side effect. So it's very important that you have that perspective shift happening. That's what Dr. Frankl's work was all about. If you really are interested in this idea that the side effect of journaling could be dangerous, you ought to check out David Sabara's his TED Talk. And he talks about this downside of journaling while coping with divorce. So when I was going through a divorce years back, I came across this. And it was kind of interesting about this idea. So anyway, Frankl, going back to this idea, what Frankl's talking about, he observed that even in their darkest times, humans can still make it if they have this future focus, or what he called potential meaning waiting to be fulfilled. I love that, potential meaning waiting to be fulfilled. He wrote, quote, "What man actually needs is not a tensionless state, but rather the striving and struggling for some goal worthy of him. What he needs is not the discharge of tension at any cost, but the call of a potential meeting waiting to be fulfilled by him," unquote. So I love that. In order to see what potential meaning is waiting to be fulfilled, I've noticed to do that, you have to have an ability to have faith that the suffering and the feelings that, if you have any feelings of despair associated with it, that it'll eventually change for the better. Things are going to change for the better. How can you have future focus if you can't have faith that things can change? So even though it may be difficult in your mind at first to picture yourself in a future state of being healed and happy, you really do have to have the faith that it can and it will happen. Only then can you allow yourself to have this vision of yourself in the future and see the meaning in your life as best you can. Certainly in my own suffering of the past, it would pale by comparison to what Frankl endured or what he witnessed others enduring. But his advice, it certainly has definitely helped me through my own dark times. And I have had my dark times. I know that whenever I have found meaning in my suffering, it has led me to be thinking about the bigger picture of my life. It gets me kind of out of myself and makes me look at the big picture of things. And of course, if I'm not steeped in despair, it's not looking despairing. I can get to that future focus. And if the circumstances allow, then I can start even planning a way forward. So having a future focus, it gives you an idea to start making a plan. So whatever you might be going through, remember this. Remember Frankl's core message, which is that you can make it through just about anything if you can hold a vision of the future in your mind. See it happening in your mind. All right, that does it for today. I'll be back with another installment of Be Radiant Radio soon. In the meantime, if you're curious about working with me one-on-one, or if you want to find out more about my other programs and articles, books, and so forth, you can go to my About page. Just use angelaloeb.com to find me. Thanks, and until next time, keep on shining like you're meant to.